with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. Justice Department says it is investigating the protesters who disrupted a Sunday service at a Minnesota church yesterday because they believe a pastor there works for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. We'll get more details in this report from correspondent Julie Walker.
In a Facebook live stream on Black Lives Minnesota by Speak MPLS, protesters chant ICE out and justice for Renee Good as a different pastor tells them, shame on you, this is a house of God. Easterwood is listed on the church's site as a pastor and also appears in official court records as acting director of ICE's St. Paul office. One protester tells the AP, when you have a local ICE leader who's also a pastor, we can't sit back idly and watch people go and be led astray. I'm Julie Walker.
The National Religious Broadcasters is strongly condemning what it calls the premeditated attack on City's church in St. Paul. That's where the radical protesters stormed the sanctuary on Sunday and terrorized worshipers during the Sunday services. In a statement, it said that NRB stands unapologetically for the First Amendment freedoms of speech and religion, empowering Christian communicators in the church and beyond. The White House has announced members of a new Palestinian committee to run Gaza's day-to-day affairs. Among those getting an invite, officials in Australia, Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles.
We very much welcome the efforts of President Trump and the Trump administration in bringing about peace in the Middle East. We need to see that take hold. We need to see the parties in the Middle East work with this peace arrangement.
And this is all part of President Trump's broader effort, now known as the Board of Peace, a collection of world leaders led by Mr. Trump. This is SRN News. The two biggest nations on earth are unfriendly to Christians, correspondent Michael Harrington.
Some say the future belongs to India and China because they represent more than one-third of the global population. But they also both appear on the Open Doors U.S. World Watch list this year, an annual ranking of nations where religious persecution is the worst. India comes in number 12 overall thanks to a Hindu nationalist majority that persecutes Christians. China is number 17 for its constant persecution and repression of believers. Michael Harrington reporting.
Anti-Semitic vandals have attacked the ruins of a synagogue destroyed last year by the California wildfires. Somebody spray-painted anti-Semitic slogans on the rubble of Pasadena's Jewish temple. Rabbi David England says, quote, this was a deliberate act of hate meant to intimidate a Jewish community already rebuilding after last year's fire, and it comes at a time when anti-Semitism is at unprecedented levels. This is SRN News. Mid-sized cities across the U.S. are increasingly converting one-way streets into two-way routes.
Transportation planners view this step as one of the easiest ways to improve safety. They also see this as one of the easiest ways to make downtowns more alluring to shoppers, restaurant patrons, and would-be residents. Almost all streets initially started as two-way before a mass exodus to the suburbs prioritized speedy commutes over walkability. Indianapolis is in the middle of a $60 million conversion effort.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart. The Trump administration made sweeping cuts to substance abuse and mental health programs this past week, then suddenly reversed course. On Tuesday, the Health and Human Services Department canceled about 2,000 grants, representing nearly $2 billion in funding for organizations that offer substance abuse and mental health services. More of these stories at srnnews.com.